next on the 5 o'clock report.
It's a bad idea.
But it is changing the game.
12 Pennsylvanians die each day due to the opioid epidemic.
He has the most to lose because he is still the front runner.
The Emerald City is impeachment, and my colleagues are desperate to get there.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Dems debate tonight. Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. Yeah, for the first time, the top two Democratic White House hopefuls will share the stage in Houston this evening. They are the front runners, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and former Vice President Joe Biden. Political analyst Ed O'Keefe.
In the first two rounds of debates, Biden and Warren were on competing nights, and a lot of Democrats are saying, finally, the top two are on a stage together. We'll be able to see some real contrast between the two of them.
So what will we see this evening in primetime? Our PhD of politics, Dr. Steve Coleman. Who has the most to gain tonight, Steve, and who has the most to lose?
I think Elizabeth Warren has the most to gain. She's been coming up in the polls. And, Joe Biden has to really perform well, and he may very well carry the evening, but I think he has the most to lose because he is still the front runner.
Do you expect the tone to be conciliatory or quite negative tonight as these candidates try to stake out their claim and make a name for themselves?
Yeah, I think they'll be going after each other. So I think there's going to be a lot of combat this evening.
Biden will be sandwiched between two progressives, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. All three of them are way out in front. Some of those lesser known names, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Beto O'Rourke. Is it do or die for those candidates tonight?
Yes, I think so. I think they're going to have to really perform well and break out of the pack, so to speak. And it's questionable whether they can do that.
That's Dr. Steve Coleman, our PhD of politics. The debate starts at 8 o'clock on ABC. The United States is giving an additional $4 million for humanitarian aid to the Bahamas in order to help it recover from Hurricane Dorian. The State Department announced today's contribution brings the entire U.S. government funds to help that island nation to more than $10 million. 2,500 people still missing in the Bahamas from the storm. The House Judiciary Committee voted along party lines today to set guidelines for possible impeachment proceedings against President Trump. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler of New York says the vote
represents the necessary next step in our investigation of corruption, obstruction, and abuse of power.
But the ranking Republican, Georgia's Doug Collins, called the impeachment proceedings a trip down the yellow brick road.
The Emerald City is impeachment. And my colleagues are desperate to get there. They have been desperate since last November when they won the majority.
He added the vote was much to do about nothing, really.
The Judiciary Committee has become a giant Instagram filter to make you appear that something's happening that's not.
We'll see where it goes from here. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Russia today for talks with Vladimir Putin. The two sat down in Sochi, site of the 2014 Winter Olympics. Russia and Israel very much at odds when it comes to issues like Iran and Syria. Those are two of Russia's allies. Israel denied a report today that it set up eavesdropping equipment at the White House in order to conduct surveillance on President Trump. That now you said it never happened. Christian young people continue to quit the church. Correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to data from the Barna Group, 64% of Americans ages 18 to 29 who grew up in church no longer attend. That's up from 59% who said so a decade ago. At the other end of the spectrum, about 10% of those young people are very dedicated to church, never leaving for any period of time. The rest of 18 to 29s generally drift away for a while, then come back when they're older.
Michael Harrington reporting. The full house home is for sale. The owners reduce the price. Yeah, that home from the popular 1990 sitcom can be yours for $5.3 million. The San Francisco Victorian-style residence had been listed at $6 million. It's been on the market since May. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, wind farm debate in Windsor, New York. Rochester Diocese files for bankruptcy, and Pennsylvania going hard after the opioid industry.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast for the Twin Tiers. Well, tonight will feature still some patchy clouds along with mixed moonlight. Areas of fog will be in the vicinity as well. It'll be a cool overnight, the low 46 to 51. On Friday, early day fog and low clouds, Otherwise, variably cloudy with limited sun through the day and a high temperature near 70. Saturday, mostly cloudy with showers and a rumble of thunder. Could be a thunderstorm. A high temperature Saturday, 70 to 75.
All right, Kevin Williams at the Weather Center. Thank you very much. Checking the stories making news where you live. Across New York and Pennsylvania, the Rochester, New York Diocese declared bankruptcy today. Family Life's Bill Price.
Yeah, Bob, the diocese in Rochester, one of eight across the state, but the first to declare bankruptcy. That filing made this morning in Rochester in U.S. bankruptcy court. It is the financial fallout from a decades-long child sex abuse scandal. The diocese facing nearly 50 sex abuse lawsuits under the recently passed Child Victims Act. The Buffalo Diocese, meantime, named in over 100 abuse claims under this act. The bishop there, Richard Malone, continues to resist calls to step down. Bill Price, Family Life News.
Also from New York today, the waiting period for gun purchases took effect. It's starting today. You'll have to wait 30 days for firearm purchases. The previous wait time was 3 days. Governor Cuomo's confident that this extension will save lives. Gun rights groups not so sure. They call it an unnecessary interference with Second Amendment rights. Pennsylvania's Attorney General Josh Shapiro filed a lawsuit today against the family that owns Purdue Pharma. That's the largest maker of opioids anywhere in America.
In a statement, Shapiro says 12 Pennsylvanians die each day due to the opioid epidemic, and the Sackler-owned Purdue Pharma preyed on seniors and veterans. You can count Shapiro with other officials around the country who are not on board with Purdue's tentative deal to settle with states, counties, and municipalities for a reported $12 billion.
Reporter Tim Jimenez with KDKA Radio out of Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania's Governor Tom Wolf making his seventh opioid emergency declaration this week. The move should help first responders act more efficiently in responding to a drug overdose.
One of my children's friends growing up just 2 weeks ago lost his life because of an opioid overdose. And so it hits home to so many Pennsylvania families, and we're hopeful that these efforts and others can really make a dent in this severe problem.
It is a huge problem. Michael Gear with the Pennsylvania Family Institute says more people die each year from opioid abuse than the total number of Americans who were killed in the Vietnam War. There's a Legionella outbreak in the Southern Tier today. The Chemung County Health Department confirms 11 total cases. So far, no fatalities. Each of these patients live on the south side of Elmira. Legionella is a bacteria that can lead to pneumonia. Early voting is the law of the land in New York, and for the first time this fall, voters will have 10 days before Election Day to cast their ballot.
Not all polling sites will be open. There'll be a limited number of them, but it is changing the game as to even how political campaigns will respond when they anticipate voters coming out earlier rather than on one single Election Day.
Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms, not a fan of early voting.
Honestly, we would have preferred it be just a single voting day. We think there's something unifying about that. All of the information is in. It's a day we can all participate in the same day. But nonetheless, the legislature, in its infinite wisdom, sought for a 10-day early voting period.
The change in state law is intended to improve voter turnout, which is dismally low in New York State. New York State police seized 127 animals from a home today in Wayne County. 11 dogs, 5 cats, 2 rabbits, 98 chickens, and 11 ducks on the premises in the town of Ontario. Conditions at the home deplorable. A neighbor complained that the animals were being abused. They are all now in the care of a local shelter. The Wolf administration is working to close the gender pay gap in Pennsylvania.
Governor Wolf will host a series of salary negotiation workshops for women all across the Commonwealth. Those workshops will start later this month and go through January. Tom Wolf says in the Keystone State, women working full-time are paid just 80 cents for every dollar a man makes. And the gap is even wider for women of color. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. Erie County, New York, putting up roadblocks to the governor's plan for a $25 license plate fee that are 10. This is for plates that are 10 years or older. Erie County Legislator John Brusso.
It's a bad idea. The timing is bad. I think the idea is bad.
outward appearances, it looks like a cash grab.
He says both Republicans and Democrats are opposed to the fee. The governor says the license plates are needed. The new ones are needed. It's because cashless tolls are coming by the end of next year. The switchover to these new plates starts next April. Wind energy being debated tonight at the Windsor High School in upstate New York. A Texas-based company wants to construct nearly 30 wind turbines in the towns of Windsor and Sanford. That's Sanford. Tonight's public hearing starts at 5:30. St. John Fisher College near Rochester is the latest school to ban vaping. The college is also snuffing out cigarettes.
We're very concerned about individuals' health and brought this together as a petition to move forward.
Starting January 1st, St. John Fisher will be smoke, tobacco, and vape free. 10 past the hour, time for your nightly market report, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti has the closing numbers.
Stocks rose today, moving closer to record highs as Wall Street digested a slew of U.S.-China trade news, along with a large bond-buying program from Europe's central bank. The Dow today up 45 points, the Nasdaq gained 25, and the S&P 500 increased by 9. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Here's our expert, Rob West, with today's MoneyWise Minute.
Jesus said, "Where your money is, there your heart will be also." God knew money and things would be his chief competitor for our affections, and frankly, for our worship. So always remember, God owns everything. Psalm 24:1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it." Our role is to be a faithful manager of whatever he gives us. Next, money does not satisfy. King Solomon tells us in Ecclesiastes 5:10, "He who loves money will not be satisfied with money." Loving money is dangerous. And finally, true satisfaction only comes from God. It doesn't come from getting married, a bigger house, or $1 million in the bank. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and these things will be added to you.
And you can learn more about trusting God and becoming a wise money manager when you contact us online, moneywise.org.
Thursday night football. We got a good one going on tonight. Who's playing, son?
Well, the Panthers and the Buccaneers both look to avoid 0-2 starts. The NFC rivals meet tonight in Charlotte. Not playing on Monday, Jets coach Adam Gase saying quarterback Sam Darnold out. Ooh. With mononucleosis. Ouch. Against the Browns. Why? Former Broncos starter Trevor Siemian will get the start. The USA basketball team, the worst finish in a major international tournament ever. After losing 94-89 to Serbia, the consolation game of the FIBA World Cup, the Americans will finish no better than 7th. The Pistons have agreed to assign Joe Johnson, yeah, that 38-year-old Joe Johnson, to an NBA contract. How about that? After he became the MVP of the Big 3 League this year. Major League Baseball, Mets crush Arizona 11-1. They remain 2 out of the National League wildcard. Phillies are 2.5 back. They're taking on Atlanta. Yanks win game 1 of a doubleheader against Detroit 10-4. Twins with a 4-game lead over Cleveland taking on the Nationals. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delviette.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A cool night is coming up tonight, but many of us will see the moonshine. But some patchy low clouds and fog will be an issue for some. Heading into the weekend, another front arrives with some showers and rumbles Friday night into Saturday, with clearing skies to follow. The call for tonight, a lot of us will see moonlight and a few scattered clouds. Clouds and some areas of fog will be stubborn for some from the Twin Tiers south. Low temperatures, mid-40s to the mid-50s. For your Friday, clouds, intervals of sunshine, maybe a little early day drizzle, and perhaps a late day shower near Lake Erie, high temperatures in the 70s. Then some showers and rumbles Friday night into Saturday. Later Saturday, some sunshine in western and central New York, and high temperatures in the 70s. Sunday is fair and dry.
All right, Kevin at the Weather Center, thank you. Finally at 5, most elementary kids don't have their college plans firmed up just yet, but a University of Tennessee super fan who was bullied for his homemade T-shirt can mark that off his list. Paid for in full. The fourth grader from Tallahassee gained worldwide attention after he drew his version of the University of Tennessee logo and then pinned it to his orange T-shirt. Had to be orange, of course. Tennessee orange. It was College Colors Day at his school. Well, that young boy got picked on for that shirt. Now the university's offered to pay for his entire college education. When he joins the school, the class of 2032.
Wow.
Yeah, a few years from now. The school's also, and that's not all, they've also adopted this homemade logo
yes.
as the official design,
yep.
and they've pre-sold 50,000 shirts already. Hasn't even gone on sale yet.
Yes.
People say, we want that. All the money going to go to a charity that combats bullying
yes.
at school.
Yes.
What a great story. Gives me goosebumps.
Good old Rocky Top.
Rocky Top, I'm your number one fan.